Hello, friends. Welcome to Unleash Muslim Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, the Love Coach. Together, we will explore metaphysical and energetical aspects of spirituality and also tie in the psychological and physical aspect. I invite you to join me with curiosity. I would be sharing a lot of why we do what we do. Let's expand together and embrace our uniqueness and our unity. Welcome to episode 22, Your Soul's Inheritance. In today's episode, we will explore the possibility of abundance that exists for you and how you can receive all that belongs to your soul already. So, no faking till making, but actually withdrawing. Let's get curious and expand together. I am so excited for today's conversation. First of all, we are meeting after a bit of a break. I just needed some time to let the energy settle coming out of the month, the powerful, powerful month of Ramadan. So here we are again with another powerful conversation. And today, conversation is really about convincing you how abundant you are. You might have heard these concepts before, but if you don't understand why these concepts exist, if you don't understand why I'm being told that you're abundant, why I'm being told that I am prosperity, if you don't understand that, you're not going to bypass your mind. If you don't bypass your mind, you're never getting to your heart. And heart is what really step into trust, courage, opening, receiving. We cannot receive from our mind. We only receive from our heart. So if you have been in the space of self-development, you might have heard, I believe it's Napoleon Hill's very famous quote, "If you can see it, you can achieve it." Something like that. If you can see it in your mind's eye, you can make it happen. So what we do, we start to visualize and we start to fake it till we will make it. We start to tell ourselves, you know, if she can have it, I can have it. If he can have it, I can have it. It's almost like we are playing a convincing game. We are trying to convince ourselves, I am this. And then your physical senses are just screaming. They're like, but I'm not that. I'm not a millionaire already. Why are you thinking that you are? We create an internal battle because, again, we don't understand the spiritual concept behind that. We are just reading one book after the other. We go from this bucket to the other, this seminar to the next seminar, that one day somehow we will just get convinced that we do have the ability to have whatever we want. But at the same time, your unconscious beliefs, your beliefs from your childhood, your family situation is kind of like blowing in your face because that is the reality that you're being exposed to at all time. So let's start with where this principle comes from. Again, as most of you know by now, I'm the student of the universe. My passion is to study the universe structure, how it's created, why it's created, how do we fit in. So first, let's start with this. If you close your eyes right now, and I say, imagine where you are 3 years from today. Who you're surrounded by, what are you doing? Given that your mind is a little calm and it's not trying to create a scenario that you put on your vision board, so it's like we have to make it happen. Let's say that's not happening and you're just somehow open to receive a vision. The vision that you will receive is unique to you. If I'm doing a seminar with 100 people in a room, every single person is going to receive a unique vision. Why? Because those are 100 different souls. You are a different soul than I am. What you are going to receive, I cannot receive. So whatever you are seeing, it belongs to you already. Think of it this way, that there is a spiritual bank, and that bank account only belongs to you. No one else can withdraw from it. And I'll explain, like, you know, where this bank is coming from. Because if you don't understand where this bank is coming from, you're like, Ali, I'm not that rich. I don't have any bank. My life can show you that I don't have any bank. So I know your mind is going to get involved. So first, let's just stay with this concept that if it doesn't belong to you, you will not be able to see it. But if you are able to see it, it does belong to you. Now let's get to why it belongs to you. So when your soul was created, when the creator created your soul, your creator also created every single thing you will ever need to live your purpose on this earth and all the things you would ever need. Whether you come into a physical body or not, but as soon as you're created, all of that is created with you. So we come into this physical body and we are like, you know what? I was born into poverty. You know what? My parents had an abusive relationship, so it's hard for me to have a good relationship. You know what? My lineage have diabetes, cancer, this and that, so it's impossible for me to have a healthy body. We are so consumed by our physicality. But at a soul level, in your soul inheritance bank, you already have the opportunity to have unlimited money. The energy is already there. The healthiest, active, most active body with zero disease, and the most loving relationship, a soulmate level relationships. And when I'm saying soulmate, that doesn't just mean your intimate partner. Soulmate friendship, where you have friends that feels like it's effortless. Your relationship with your parents is effortless. Your relationship with your siblings is effortless. All that exists for you. So we're just like, okay, if all that exists for you, why don't I have it? Because my friend, you're stuck in physicality. That exists at a soul level. So first of all, we have to expand beyond our ego and we have to step into our soul consciousness. If I start looking at everything from the eyes of the soul and not from the eyes of the ego, oh, I can have anything I want. I can have anything that I can visualize. That is possible for me. But the work is, how do I get out of the ego? And how do I step into being in my soul consciousness all the time? And that, my friend, what this plane is all about. That is the work we do every single day. It is so easy to look at your so-called toxic spouse and say, this person is so toxic. I have to leave this person. This person is bad. I know they will never change. That right there, my friend, you're stuck in the ego. If you will just take a deep breath, elevate your consciousness, step into your soul consciousness, and be able to see, it's possible for me to have a very loving, healthy relationship. No matter how bad my parents' relationship was, my relationship can become so healthy, so beautiful. I can have that. I can have that relationship where I feel loved, I feel accepted, I feel nurtured. What we are doing right now, we are shifting from ego to soul. But another thing is happening. We are shifting into trust. We are shifting into believing what I don't see yet. That is the dimension of the soul, believing what you don't see. We all believe in some kind of higher power. Have you seen higher power? No, you haven't. So that is the dimension where we have to go if we truly want to experience our soul inheritance. So let's say when I'm convinced I can have a beautiful relationship, no matter where I have been in the past, what kind of trauma, drama I have experienced in the past, but I can have something so beautiful. Then I would look at the same spouse, and somehow that spouse will start being kind, considerate, maybe not 100% yet because I'm not 100% believing yet. The shift has occurred because I am in a different place of existence. I'm not stuck in duality anymore. I have stepped into the possibilities that exist for my soul. And you know, it is so easy for you to shift that it seems like it's too good to be true. Again, I don't teach anything from theory. I teach from embodiment. I have personally experienced these shifts, and I really started to question, okay, so what I learned, even in terms of like, you know, when you go through a trial, be patient, be humble, and you know, God is just testing you, and things will work out one day. Like all those things that we receive, my mind just went like, but that wasn't true then. If this is the truth that I can experience, then that wasn't true. Now, just to put a side note here, what we call God is testing me. God is, we can also say, punishing me for my sins, or my life is so difficult because I will get rewarded in the next world. I'm not gonna get rewarded in this world. You know, all that, what that it is, my heart is not open to receive my soul inheritance. It's not God doing it to me. I'm not doing the inner work. And when I don't do the inner work, I also judge myself. So it happens to a lot of people when they go into self-development, they are seeing their peers are getting amazing results. They're experiencing miracles. And then you might not be experiencing that. And they're like, okay, there's something wrong with me. It can happen for them, but not for me. But what's actually going on? It might take you 3 years to open your heart to receive your soul's inheritance in a specific area of your life. Because that is where the deep work is needed for you. That is where you have received the inheritance of that darkness that you're here to transform. And I talked on a deeper level in one of my past episodes. I cannot remember, but it will have something to do with darkness. I will say go and please listen to that. You'll understand this concept even in a deeper level, and it will make your life a little bit easier. But when I am faced with a challenge, it's an opportunity I have to open my heart, to trust more, to develop the belief that God has already given me everything. Can I believe that? Beyond this physicality, beyond, oh, I was born into a poor family. Oh, my parents always had bad relationships. Oh, you know, we have all these diseases in our lineage. Can you go beyond that? That's all what life is sharing with you in that moment. That's all what God is sharing with you in that moment. Now, here's a universal truth that if you've been in any religious community, and sometimes even some spiritual communities do that, you might have a very hard time believing it. God wants you to live your wealthiest, healthiest, happiest, most loving life. He wants you to experience the abundance that he has created in this world. He wants you to wear the most beautiful clothes, be in the most expensive car, live in the most luxurious house, experience the most magical love story, eat the best food, give the most charity, help the most amount of people. He wants you to do all of that. It's all about, if you study any scripture, one of the concepts you will come across, ponder over my creation, experience my creation. God wants us to go travel the world and experience and live the beauty that he has created, both the natural and the human beauty. This world is full of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful human beings. So beautiful human beings that once you go out and you start meeting them, you're blown away. Why were you living in your little cocoon and you never gave yourself a chance to meet all these beautiful people? Our creator wants us to experience all of that. That's why we came in this physical world. We didn't come here to suffer. Like, you know how most people think we came here to suffer so we can earn heaven and then we go to heaven and that is our retirement plan. No, my friend, you create heaven here. You start to live from such a higher place of consciousness that you create heaven here. You create the most abundant lifestyle because now you have started believing I can have. It already belongs to me. Whatever I am visualizing, whatever I am imagining. Now, the key thing in this whole story, in this whole big secret, the key is the feeling. When I can feel I'm already happily married while I'm single and I keep having one bad date after the other, but I can somehow go beyond that physical experience. And I can maybe imagine, you know, it's a virtual reality that I'm going through. If you can look at your life and you can bring in this concept, this is just a virtual reality I'm going through, but the truth is something else. I have these goggles on. I am flying through the clouds, but I know I'm sitting in my living room right now. I'm sitting on the couch. I can feel the couch under my body. If you can invite that concept into your life, yeah, I know I'm going through one bad date after the other, and somehow I just cannot find the right partner. But at the same time, I feel like I'm already happily living the most beautiful relationship possible because that already belongs to my soul inheritance. God has already given that to me. Most of the concepts when we get to higher level of consciousness are paradoxical. It's like you have it, but you don't have it at the same time. You don't have it, but you have it at the same time. If you can train your mind to live in that duality, paradoxical duality, and not go crazy by that and not be attached to this physicality, that is the place where you start living liquid reality. You can shift your reality so fast because that is the level of mastery. That is when you become the master of this physical world that is just an illusion. So if you can somehow believe that, and I'll also take you one step deeper how you can actually believe that. If somehow you can believe that, you will go to your next date feeling like I am already happily married. You know what that is? That is a heart that is wide open to receive. That heart is not afraid of being betrayed, being let down, being like stood up, or being rejected. That heart is open. You know what's going to happen? That person might be the one that you are going to be creating that love story with, because in that moment, you were fully open to receive. And then you would realize, you know, this person has been in the same area all this time. Where was I that I didn't run into them? Well, my friend, you were in the plane of I don't have it. By shifting your internal feeling, by nurturing the belief that I can have whatever I see, it already belongs to me, it's already mine. By doing that, you stepped into a different plane of existence. The rules are very different in that plane of existence. I call that creative plane. Most of us are stuck in the competitive plane of our brain, so we don't get access to our soul inheritance. God has given us every single thing that we could ever possibly imagine and some more. But the reason we don't receive it, because we are stuck in our head. We are logical. We want to make sense of things. So what happens? We withdraw very little from our spiritual bank. Very, very, very little. Imagine if every single human can withdraw all that exists in their spiritual bank, like everything. How beautiful this world would be. We won't feel the need to hate each other. We don't feel the need to even go in war with each other because we will be living the happiest, most fulfilled life. But you know, the reason that doesn't happen? Because we don't want to do the work that it requires. It feels so comfortable living in misery, complaining, blaming God, living with this dream, one day I will die and I'll go to heaven. And because of that, I'm going to be a better person than you. That is why we feel it's so much easier to tell other people they are wrong and we are right. Because we are stuck in our head. We are waiting for a retirement plan. So I invite you to challenge yourself. Can you challenge yourself to create heaven on earth for you? Can you challenge yourself to start believing that your creator wants you to live the highest of life on this planet Earth? Because you know what's going to happen? In order for you to live that, you'll have to reveal a lot of light within you. If you're going to do the work to reveal a lot of light within you, you would also be bringing more of God's essence and presence in this world. You're literally going to become the channel of God's presence, God's light. So it's almost like you're bringing more of God in this reality. Now, isn't that more honorable, more privileged, more of a higher merit than waiting for your retirement plan? Because when you expand and you carry more of God's light, that creates a ripple effect. You do that, your siblings are going to start changing. Your kids are going to start changing. Your friends are going to start changing. You can be that ripple effect if you choose to believe in your soul's inheritance, if you choose to believe that you can have whatever you want. Yeah, it will require work every single day. I work on myself every single day. Every single morning I wake up, I'm like, where's my certainty in light? That everything comes from light, everything belongs to light. Some days I can't even find certainty. So then I do the work to create that certainty. I have a very rigid morning routine for that reason. I'm not going to start my day feeling all over the place. There are some days I don't get to that level of certainty till afternoon. But I will keep at it, keep at it, keep at it, because every single day, I stay disconnected to that certainty. I'm not being the channel of light. And it's a decision I made to be the channel of light. I want to pull down more of God's light every single day so I can create a ripple effect. I can impact lives that those people will never know me. They don't even know I exist, but I know I can impact their life by being more of God's light. Just in my personal life, the more I am certain in God's presence, in Him orchestrating every single aspect of my life, and not going into what's wrong with me? Why this is happening again? Why can't this thing work out? Why my computer is dying again? Why internet is so slow? Yeah, my friend, we do that in tiniest things. I'm not talking about big things. We do it in the tiniest things. When we get frustrated with our kids, when we get frustrated with our family members, when we are frustrated with the random person who commented something on the internet, in those moments, we are disconnected from the certainty. In those moments, we are disconnected from the light. That is when we become the channel of darkness. Both we all have opportunity or the free will available every single day, do I want to be the channel of light or do I want to be the channel of darkness? So coming back to what we were talking about, can you take on the challenge to nurture that belief? And see how that goes, how this week goes, how this month goes, how this year goes when you start doing that. And the reason you have to do this every single day, think of it this way. You cannot really stop cleaning your home because if you do that, it's going to get dirty. Imagine if you don't clean your home for a month. Even if no one is living there, it will accumulate a lot of dust and random bugs and whatnot. We have to clean it. The same thing goes about ourselves. We have to clean ourselves internally every single day. We have to renew our belief every single day. We have to do the work to open our heart every single day. We have to build the trust in the light and only the light and less trust in darkness. Most of us, we trust in darkness. We trust in things not working out for us. We trust in things going wrong for us. We are waiting for the other shoe to drop. We are afraid something will happen right now. That is trust in darkness. It's going to close your heart. It's not trust in light. Trust in light is no matter what happened, I'll be okay. I'll be protected. I'll be safe. That is trusting in the light. That is what gives you access to your soul's inheritance. So now let me take you a step further for those of you who are ready for it. Imagine you are sitting in God's presence right now. Right now you're there. God created you. You're right there in this moment. Feel his presence around you. Feel your creator around you. The power that brings the sun out, takes the sun down, brings the moon out, the power that has created beautiful mountains, the power that has created your amazing, wonderful, magical body. Think of that power being around you. The power that takes like two tiny cells and create a full human being. I'm talking about being aware of that power. Now, in the presence of that power, do you think you can have anything you want? Or do you think that power does not have the ability or capability to give you what you want? Now, think about your biggest dreams. Maybe you want to create a beautiful system in this world, a self-sustained system that is going to nurture or maybe even end the world hunger. Do you think that power has the ability to give you that? Right? Most likely the answer is going to be yes. If you're just staying in that place, don't come back into your current life right now. No, just stay in that dimension. Stay in that dimension. And now imagine you have asked for the healthiest body that has no sign of disease. It's the most active, healthiest body. You have asked for the most amount of money so you can uplift your life and life of so many other people. So you can truly be a channel of sharing because light only shares, light does not withhold. And now imagine having the most loving relationships from your parents to your friends to your spouse to your kids, relationships that build you up, that take you forward, that don't pull you down. The ones that are cheering you on no matter what you do. They stand next to you. They love you. They nurture you. They accept you. Now imagine having all that because you know this power can give you anything. This is the power that has put gold and gems and oil in our beautiful earth. This power can do anything for you. Imagine that. Now imagine while you're sitting there, you're in the presence of the Creator. Now you put on these VR glasses, virtual reality glasses. And as soon as you put them on, now you're in your life. Your bank account might be empty. You might be a single person or going through the most difficult breakup. And you could be having some health challenges show up. Now, that is the virtual reality, but stay connected to you're sitting next to your creator and you have all that beauty and abundance available to you. Are you going to believe what you are seeing through the virtual reality glasses, or are you going to believe what you are experiencing in the presence of your creator? Which one feels more true to your soul? As you're listening to it, there's something shifting within you. Your consciousness is shifting. Which one do you want to believe more? If you want to get access to your soul's inheritance, live every moment believing in the being in the presence of your creator, already having the most wealth, the most health, the most love in your life. Now, from that place, from that level of consciousness, look at your current reality, which is just a virtual reality. It's an illusion that you're going through, and ask yourself, what do I need to shift within me to get access to my soul's inheritance? How do I need to show up every single day? What actions do I need to take? The belief is already there. The trust is already there. All you have to do is take physical actions. Now, that action could even include getting help, creating a profile on a dating app so you can actually be out there. Because when you know it, it's one thing to believe in a theory because you read a book, but when you know it deep down in every single cell of your body, that the most beautiful relationship already exists for you. You're not going to be hesitant to go on a date. You're not going to be hesitant to put yourself in a space where you do get rejected. You're not going to be hesitant to create a business that does bring abundance of money and abundance of contribution and abundance of time. You're not going to be hesitant because the trust and the belief is there. That trust and belief, that living from the consciousness where your creator exists right next to you, not separate from you, not outside from you, you are in the presence of your creator. When you live like that, that is when you get access to your soul's inheritance. There's one more step further I'll share with it. I will just say that is the concept I am still working on with my mentor. It's not 100% there. There are moments it's 100% there. There are moments it's not. That's exactly how it happens when we are expanding our consciousness, where you start to realize that as you are looking through the glasses of virtual reality at your miserable life, the creator exists within you. The power of the creator exists within you. You can create whatever you want because that is the power you can say that is the power that's running you. That is the power that is keeping you alive. So you don't have to depend on your abilities, on your skill set. All you have to do is trust. I have that power within me. That power is going to live through me and create whatever I am seeing. Because I trust Creator has already given it to me. So I really hope I didn't lose you guys. Those were some very deep things we talked about. And if you have any questions, for those of you who are not connected with me, I'll just say connect with me on social media. You'll find the links in the description. If you ever have any question about anything, reach out to me. I would love to have a conversation with you and maybe explain it these concepts to you on a deeper level that is maybe true to your personal situation. Because this platform is all about sharing spiritual concepts that we all know, but because we don't understand, it's literally like if you're playing with Rubik's Cube, sometime it literally takes one last shift to fully align it. And if you don't know how to make that one last turn, you're not aligned. If you're not aligned, you can't really receive the benefit of the spiritual concept, because then it's just a concept that doesn't work for you. It works for everybody else. And you're just going to keep going through the world feeling lost and disconnected. So that is my goal with this podcast and these conversations, to help you understand why and how you can, why these concepts exist, how you can understand them and align with them, so you get to live and be the channel of the most light, so you can light this beautiful world of ours with the light that is coming through you. And more than ever, this is the time we need each and every single one of our light. I need your light, you need my light, so we can truly leave this world better for the generations to come. Sending you all so much love. I will see you next week. Bye.